It's a quick turnaround for the Bears and Packers and a Thursday night affair in Lambeau Field. Hi again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com. This week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford. It should be an outstanding matchup between these NFC rivals.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
Against the Packers, time of possession is always a key. Own the clock, own the game, or at least dictate the tempo by putting together a game plan that accomplishes this goal. In the last two seasons, the Packers have had games with 37 and a half minutes, 35 minutes and 49 seconds in time of possession against the Bears. The Bears scored on more than half of their possessions against the Colts, including six times in a stretch of seven from the first quarter to the third quarter. You'd love to see that again. The Packers had the ball for only 27 minutes in their loss to San Francisco, while the Bears had an almost 11-minute advantage on the Colts despite struggling on first down. The Bears had 34 first-down snaps. Only eight plays produced 4 yards or more, which computes to a poor 23.5 efficiency rating. The Bears actually averaged nearly 11 yards on second down against the Colts. That can't happen against the Packers. On defense, it's not enough for the Bears to just pressure Aaron Rodgers. They have to pressure him and keep him in the pocket. When he ejects, he makes plays. Big ones. He can crush a defense. And when there's an opportunity to make him eat it, let it happen. Sack him, do it. An opportunity to make him throw it away, force it. Rodgers doesn't take sacks. Only 13 at home last season. When the pressure comes, the back seven has to plaster coverage as well to limit his options downfield. He's got plenty of weapons to do that. The 49ers put Rodgers into checkdown mode in the opener with 21 of his completions traveling just 5 yards or less, and many of those went to Randall Cobb, despite the fact that Rodgers threw for better than 330 yards. Over to special teams, and curtailing Randall Cobb will be key. He scored from 75 yards on a punt return against the 49ers that kept the Packers in the game. In his career, he's averaging Devin Hester's average return of 12.9 yards per return, and that's just on 29 returns. He's got three touchdowns in the return game, two on punts, 108-yard kickoff return last year. So the special teams unit of the Bears must be disciplined and not fall asleep on Cobb. Certainly the directional punting of Adam Podlish and the big leg of Robbie Gould will help ease the burden by keeping that ball out of Cobb's hands. At the same time, opportunities for Devin Hester in the return game mean at least a first down every time he touches it. He opened the season with a 23-yard punt return against the Colts. Time for intangibles, and playing with optimum emotion is going to be critical. Take out all the obvious ramifications of a Bears-Packers game. Those are a given. Beating the Packers, doing it at Lambeau, automatically crucial and big. Packers lost to the Giants of the playoffs and now to another title contender in week one, and they were physically beaten up as well by the 49ers. Nothing heightens the security of a team more than an opening day loss at home like that one. So the Bears can't get in there overconfident because they scored 41 against the Colts. And I don't expect them to, given the leadership base of this football team, the roster, and because of Lovie Smith. The website coldhardfootballfacts.com did a research project on the Packers recently and found that Aaron Rodgers has a record of now 3-19 in fourth quarter comeback scenarios, which includes the loss to San Francisco. It's significant because in a two-year stretch, he never trailed in the fourth quarter of 19 straight wins. The Packers are not used to it, and the Bears hope to keep it that way. That's going to wrap us up for this week's Keys to the Game here on ChicagoBears.com, brought to you by Ford. We invite you to listen to Tom Thayer and myself roll out the Bears and Packers with a 4:30 pregame on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM on Thursday night, kickoff from Lambeau Field at 7:30. Thanks again for watching Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.